Hey, this is 5 Minutes with Elvin. You're listening to Li Yang Li. Let's recap what we've learned. Li Yang Li is a second-generation immigrant. He was born of nationalist parents who escaped the ruling of the communists and the Cultural Revolution. It can be misleading to call him Chinese-American when he is culture-wise more literally Chinese than politically Chinese, or more of a Tang Dynasty poet than of a Marxist. Li Yang Li's early poems are full of childhood memories, allusions to Chinese culture, and food images that trigger them. As a believer, he maintains that everything is a shape of the totality of causes. As a poet, he believes that every poem is a descendant of God. In his opinion, a good poem has two voices, the voice that talks about me and the voice that talks about God. We can understand his opinion as follows. A good poem must articulate personal experience and universality of art. Today's lecture focuses on two poems, Persimmons and Early in the Morning. 1. Persimmons. In this poem, Li Yang Li is almost as metaphysical as Zhang Dong. From the round-shaped persimmon to the round-shaped moon, from the round-shaped sun to the dim eyes which are going blind. Li Yang Li's choice of metaphors are more systematic, more metaphysically consistent than random. Starting with the wordplay of persimmon and precision, the poet takes us from his childhood to probably his first love. The enjoyment of the fruit is compared to and transformed into the appreciation of the moon. The poet's memory then lapses back into childhood again, recollecting how his teacher and the whole class tried an unripe persimmon, how his mother compared him, her son, to the golden glowing sun, and how he accidentally found two forgotten persimmons, which he later gave to his father, who gradually grew blind. The taste and the texture of the persimmon, the shape and the weight of the persimmon, are interwoven with the poet's memories and emotions throughout the poem. The food image of the persimmon serves as a trigger of memory, or even as a time machine which takes the poet and the reader to the sweetest moments and the heaviest moments in his lifetime. 2. Early in the Morning. This is another poem which tells of the quiet but loving relationship between the poet's parents, as the poet remembers it. The mother image engaged in preparing breakfast, the woman image engaged in grooming, and the wife image engaged in accompanying her husband. All three images merge into the surrealist metaphor of femininity with a cascade of raven hair let down, black and dense, like the ink of Chinese calligraphy. This is 5 Minutes with Elvin. I'll see you in class.